The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Amen. Text for consideration today is recorded for us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 7. We hear these words from verse 6. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the Gentiles. God's word is truth. Amen. In the back of this thin-lined Bible is the name of a man and a six-digit number, starting with the numbers 4 and 5. When I went to see him in Jackson, Michigan, I had to go to the front desk and give his six-digit number. They really didn't care about his name. But the number, yes, so they could call him up for a visit. And then I had to wait. When called, take my shoes off and go through metal detector, and enter into the visiting room and wait some more. Although the whole process took 3 to 4 hours, I'd be able to see him for maybe 40 minutes for devotion and the Lord's Supper. He was a prisoner. And he was guilty, and the courts gave him the sentence he was serving, and rightfully so. Ed, not his real name, but Ed would admit he was guilty. And justice was being served. And after serving his 5-year sentence, he was freed. I never saw him again. Today we are reminded of the baptism of Jesus Christ. And the Heavenly Father fulfills the prophecy of our text today. And Jesus is called to be a covenant. Jesus is equipped for ministry. He's anointed to be the Savior. And it's good for Jesus to be there, to be reminded of his calling and to take it up, to be blessed by God, to bring forth justice. And this is his commissioning service, like that of a pastor, police officer, or a politician called to serve. It is good for John the Baptist to be there. You can point to Jesus and without a doubt proclaim, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And this day is good for us. This Jesus is called to be a covenant, a binding agreement between God and all humanity, a covenant of peace. And as you heard the gospel reading, this taking place at the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus, we see his start and we know how it ends. He finished what he started, and it means salvation for all who believe. And the Heavenly Father points to Jesus as the one in whom his soul delights, and he received power by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And the triune God is working to bring about justice, to bring about salvation in the most peculiar way. 3 times in our text, it speaks about justice. Now Jesus is going to bring it forth. He will establish justice. I mean, it sounds ruthless. It sounds rough. It sounds like Wyatt Earp in the Wild West, rounding up criminals through destruction, prison, and death to serve justice and to make things right with the law. Understand the hard truth. We are the criminals. We are the ones who have broken the law of God. We are the ones on the loose along with all humanity. To hear God will bring about justice, the immediate response might be one of terror, but Jesus has not come to throw humanity in hell. He came not to destroy, but to save through his sacrifice. Justice demands payment for sin. And there is no way around it. The justice is served when Jesus suffers and dies on the cross for us. And we are made right with the law of God through Jesus. And certainly the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Jesus is our covenant of peace. And he has made peace between a holy God and a people who are not. And he does that by making you holy through faith in him. Do you believe in this covenant? Do you believe in Jesus? He opens the eyes of our soul to see things as they actually are, that we see our sin as sin. In a world that has forgotten that there is such a thing as right and wrong, your conscience speaks. Your conscience moves you not to hoard sin, not to praise and gloat over evil, but to confess your sin, to come out of the dungeon of guilt? Well, you do that. We've often made gods of our sin and guilt, and we'll do anything for them. Oh yes, we will lie, we will protect them any which way that we can. And it is shameful. Today, make it today. Confess your sin to Jesus and see his triumphant victory on the cross. See how he brings forth justice by showing mercy and love to you, but yet making sure justice is served by making himself our substitute. It could be no one other than Jesus who could bring this about. And the Heavenly Father is pleased with your redemption. The Heavenly Father is pleased to hear that the message of the gospel has been pronounced around the world and is in your ears and in your soul this very day. The more, the merrier. And knew his sentence was served after those 5 years were up. I heard he stayed in the area. Yet he entered into this new phase in his life where he ignored the one who brought true peace to his soul. He was no longer a captive audience to the gospel, if you want to say it like that. I mean, he forgot what he was given freedom for. And hear these words from the Most High in Isaiah chapter 57. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit. To revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite, I will not accuse forever, nor will I always be angry. For then the spirit of man would grow faint before me. I was enraged by his sinful greed. I punished him and hid my face in anger, yet he kept on in his willful ways. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will guide him and restore comfort to him, creating praise on his lips. Simply put, you are healed. You have been brought out of the dungeon of guilt. The chains of sin holding us in prison have been broken by Jesus. God heals us. God guides us. God restores us and comforts us. Jesus is our covenant. And where there is faith, no matter how beaten up and bruised by this world, nor dimmed by doubts that make the wick of fake faith flicker, we hold on to Jesus, who is our covenant. And faith is holding on to him, not our own worthiness or lack of it. Jesus is our righteousness. And we never served our sentence for sin. Jesus did. We were set free. Now, what to do with this freedom we have in Christ? Ed never forwarded me his contact information after 2 years. Nothing. Ed never made it back to worship, from what I've heard. He desired freedom when behind bars. He wanted to hear about deliverance when in bondage to a sentence and a state doing time, but not once set free. Forgot about the God of deliverance. Brothers and sisters, made free in Christ, let us not forsake the covenant that brought us peace. Let us see Jesus as our covenant. Let him be the one in whom your soul delights. Let our hope, our freedom, be found in him. Amen. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Amen.